Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This morning we read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 15, Parashuram, the Lord's warrior incarnation. Text 26. Avirdhanim Rishir Darpan Naran Hartum Achodayat Techa Maheshmatim Ninyuhum Shabatsam Krandatim Balat Havirdhanim Rishir Darpan Naran Hartumachodayat Techa Maheshmatim Ninyuhum Shabatsam Krandatim Balat Havirdhanim Rishir Darpan Naran Hartumachodayat Techa Maheshmatim Ninyuhum Shabatsam Krandatim Balat Havirdhanim Rishir Darpan Naran Hartumachodayat Techa Maheshmatim Ninyuhum Shabatsam Krandatim Balat. Please chant. Avirdhanim Rishedarpan Naran Hartumachodaya Techa Maheshmatim Ninyum Sam Krandatim Balat. Avirdhanim Rishedarpan Naran Hartumachodaya Techa Maheshmatim Ninyuhum Shabatsam Krandatim Balat. Havirdhanim Rishedarpam Naran Hartumachodayat Techa Maheshmatim Ninyuhum Sam Krandatim Bala. Mataji. Avirdhanim Rishir Darpan Naran Hartumachodaya Techa Maheshmatim Ninyo Sabatsam Krandatim Bala. Avirdhanim Rishidarpan Naran Hartumachodaya Techa Maheshmatim Ninyuhum Sabatsam Krandatim Bala. Avirdhanim Rishidarpan Naran Hartumachodaya Techa Maheshmatim Ninyuhum Sabatsam Krandatim Bala. Words meaning Havirdhanim the Kamdhenu Rishi of the great sage Jamadagni Darpat, because of his being puffed up with material power. Naran, all his men, soldiers. Hartum, to steal or take away. Achodayat, encouraged. Te, the men of Kartavirya Arjuna. Cha, also. Mahishmatim, to the capital of Kartavirya Arjuna. Ninyuhu, brought. Sabatsam, with the calf. Krandatim, crying. Balat, because of being taken away by force. The translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Being puffed up by material power, Kartavirya Arjuna encouraged his men to steal Jamadagni's Kamadhenu. Thus the men forcibly took away the crying Kamadhenu along with her calf to Maheshmati, Kartavirya Arjuna's capital. Purport. The word Havirdhanim is significant in this verse. Havirdhanim refers to a cow required for supplying havis or ghee for the performance of ritualistic ceremonies and sacrifices. In human life, one should be trained to perform yajnas. In human life, one should be trained to perform yajnas. As we are informed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, section 9, yajñārthāt karmaṇonyatra lokoyam karmabandhanah. If we do not perform yajna, we shall simply work hard for sense gratification like dogs and hogs. This is not civilization. A human being should be trained to perform yajna. Yajñād bhavati parjanyah. If yajnas are regularly performed, there will be proper rain for the sky, from the sky. And when there is regular rainfall, the land will be fertile and suitable for producing all the necessities of life. Yajna, therefore, is essential. For performing yajna, clarified butter is essential. And for clarified butter, cow protection is essential. Therefore, if we neglect the Vedic way of civilization, we shall certainly suffer. So-called scholars and philosophers do not know the secret of success life, secret of success in life, and therefore they suffer in the hands of Prakriti, nature. Prakritihi kriyamanani gunaihi karmani sarvashah. Nonetheless, although they are forced to suffer, they think they are advancing in civilization. Ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore meant to revive a mode of civilization in which everyone will be happy. This is the motive of our Krishna consciousness movement. Yagye sukhena bhavantu. Where is this from? Yagye sukhena bhavantu. Hare Krishna. So we are hearing this description of the pastimes of Lord Parashuram. Who is the warrior incarnation of the Lord. So he has, as Bhagavatam says, that Trishapta Kritva Nihanad, Lord Parashuram has destroyed the Kshatriya race for 21 times. Because the Kshatriyas became very puffed up with their false ego. In the previous purport, in text 24, Srila Prabhupada writes, one may possess unusual opulence in his material world, in this material world, but if one becomes puffed up and acts whimsically, he will be punished by the Supreme Personality of God. This is the lesson to learn from this history. So false ego or false pride is not very helpful in the life of devotees, as we see in the life of Kartavirya Arjuna. He thought he was so powerful. Even Ravan was captured by him like a monkey. He was so powerful, and he was very much puffed up with his power and strength. So he, for no reason, he was wandering in the forest, and he went to the ashram of Jamadagni. So Srila Prabhupada writes that as a king, when a king comes, he is not alone. He comes with his ministers and his followers, as, you know, hundreds of people come. Jamadagni Rishi used to have this Kamadhenu, Avirdhani. So he provided proper hospitality to all these people of the king, because he has the Kamadhenu, Avirdhani, and whenever there is need, he could receive anything he likes from Kamadhenu. There are three things in this world that can provide anything that we, you know, that we ask for. Kamadhenu is one. Kamadhenu, dhenu means cow, kama means desire. So that's a cow can fulfill anything you desire. So Kamadhenu. Next is Parijat. Parijat is a tree. If you have seen, there are some places in India you can still find Parijat, but they don't fulfill any desire in these days, because Samaya has changed, time has changed. And Chintamani. Chintamani is a jewel. Chintamani is also, you know, you think Chintamani is thinking. Mani is a jewel, thinking jewel. That means if you have a jewel and you think of anything, you can receive, you can attain. Chintamani lokasukham suradruhu swarga sampadam. Chintamani is that stone, or you can say jewel. If one possesses it, he can have any kind of happiness, any kind of wealth in this world. Lokasukham. Not beyond this world. You can't go back to God. I cannot provide. And Suradru means Parijat. Parijat and Kalpavriksha. They are in the garden of Lord Indra in the heavenly planet. He is growing them. Parijat and Kalpavriksha. They provide Swarga Sampadam. Whatever wealth in Swarga, heavenly planet, they fulfill. In heavenly planet, if you need anything, you can just simply go Parijat and Kalpavriksha. So they'll provide. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that there is no need of cooking in the heavenly planet. Because you simply go there, and whatever you need to eat is provided. There are no kitchens. And one more thing, there are no bathrooms. No kitchen, no bathroom, only living room and something. Maybe they don't have room. So Kamadhenu has appeared from the churning of the ocean. And so this Kamadhenu was, you know, if you count in the sequence in Srimad Bhagavatam, that may be third item that came out from the ocean, ocean of milk, right, from the journey. What was the first one? First one was poison. Nobody could take it. That was the agreement that whatever comes from the ocean will share. So the poison, nobody could take it. So Lord Shiva has to digest it. And what was the next one? Hare Krishna. Kamadhenu, at least the Kamadhenu is second or third. So maybe second. So Kamadhenu, when Kamadhenu appeared, the demons didn't know what to do with this. That's a cow. They're not going to worship cows, although killing is prohibited. Lord Vishnu has said that when we are, we have started some project. So from this project, any benefit you get, any profit you get, first you have to offer to Brahmins. So this Kamadhenu was offered to Rishi, like Vasishtha Rishi and Jamadagnis. Kamadhenu, I think that was only one, but the same Kamadhenu we see in the history of Vasishtha Rishi, that Vishwamitra also tried to kidnap. And here Kamadhenu also in the Jamadagni Ashram. Is that the same Kamadhenu or different? Who knows? Sri Vikram Prabhu knows. Huh? Is the same? So Srila Prabhupada writes here that the human being should be trained to perform yajna. Yajna bhavati parjanyu yajna karma samudbhava. To perform yajna, there is need of ghee. So ghee will come from the butter, and the butter will, butter is made from the cow milk. So we need a cow. So therefore cow protection is essential. Cow protection is the culture of, it's the Brahminical culture. Even though it is Krishi Gauraksha Vanijam, Gauraksha is given to the third grade of society, Vaishyas. But Brahman also keep cows. From cows you have milk, and from milk you have yogurt, from yogurt you have butter, and from butter you get ghee. And so that ghee can be used in the sacrificial fire sacrifice. So what happens by doing yajna? Yajna can fulfill one's desire if that is done properly. That's what it says. And therefore in the Vedas there are thousands of shuktas that are particularly particularly instructed for a particular purpose. Okay, so to obtain Lakshmi or money, wealth, you perform the yajna with Lakshmi Shukta, Sri Shukta. Juhuyad Ajyamanvaham Shuktam Panchadashatam Cha Sri Kama Satatam Japet. Sri Kama, one who desires Sri or wealth, should chant regularly these mantras. I remember there was one ashram in Delhi before I joined ISKCON. I used to live there as a student. These are Ramanandi Sampradaya. They are Vaishnavas. And the Mahanta of this ashram, it was middle of the city in Delhi, just next to Ramlila Maidan. Very few huts. And that is his ashram. And he is maintaining like maybe 50 or 70, 80 sadhus. There is a temple, Radha Krishna temple, Sitaram temple, and Hanuman temple. They have arati every morning and evening. So puja is going on, you know, seva is going on. Sutta has a rigid daily routine. Early morning he would wake up and take bath, and he would perform fire sacrifice. He didn't include anybody, he didn't invite anybody to sit next to him, but he would do by himself. And what he was chanting, we don't know, he was just chanting in his mind. But, you know, he would light the cow dung cake, you know, the cow dung, and he would offer black sesame seed, I think, and some ghee. And so he had been doing so many years. That was his desire, to build a big, huge temple on that the same land. And he didn't have any life membership program or anything, and he wouldn't go out. And he didn't ask anybody. Some people, the visitors used to come, and they offer money. He never asked for it. And so, after many years of doing his regular that austerity, his tapasya, he was able to build a big temple, in the same land. In 1997, when I was there, visited him, he was building next to Ram Leela Maidan for their lordship. So, you know, those things are possible still, you know, if one regularly does without fail, and, you know, with the proper motive, you know, the desires are fulfilled by doing yajna. Even though Srila Prabhupada writes that Brahmins are not pure, and ghee is not available, the pure ghee, and, you know, cows are given so many things. So everything is polluted. It's hard to find a Brahmin, hard to find a proper place. That is true. So, but there is a potency. Yajna can fulfill the desires that is used for the service of the Lord, then that could be very beneficial for us also. One time I have desired also, if I had a yajna shala here, maybe some little facility, I could perform the yajna for Krishna every day. You know, maybe, you know, then we didn't have to look for the money. Money will just come. that was my inner wish for last so many years. So, but anyway, Krishna is happy without it. So better chant Hare Krishna. So we have nice association, so many devotees here in Bhagavatam class, in Mangala Arati, in Guru Puja. It's wonderful. I've been in the Phoenix last 3 months, four, just six devotees in temple, and sometimes you're just alone to do the Guru Puja. It's a big temple. You alone doing Guru Puja. You sing and you do arati and everything yourself. So it's nice to be among so many devotees. So Srila Prabhupada stresses the cow protection here, and also that the yajna should be done. So Prabhupada writes also that the fire sacrifices in the old days was performed by those who are materially, they have material desires. But that fire sacrifice is done to please the Supreme Lord, then he can also get the desired result. That means going back to Godhead. Shalokatam apa. In the life of Antardhan, Antardhan is the son of Prithu Maharaj. His name was Vijitashwa. He defeated Indra, and Indra has blessed him with a very special power, that he will be invincible. He will have the power of being... What? invisible, yeah, invisible. So, later when he became king, he had to do so many things, you know, just as king does, punishing the criminals and collecting taxes, these things. He didn't like really much. This, I think he was more Brahminically inclined. So he gave up his position. And then he started performing yajna. So by performing yajna, so at that place, Srila Prabhupada writes, comments that normally the fire sacrifices are done by the materialistic people to fulfill their material desire. But Antardhan performed the fire sacrifices to please the Supreme Lord. And he says, Tathapi, Tatrapi Hamsa Purusha Paramatma Atmadrik Yedan Stallokatam Apa, he attained the Vaikuntha planet. So attaining the planet of the Lord, Tallokatam, is one of the mukti. Sarsti, Samipya, Salokya. Sarsti means to have the same, you know, similar opulence as the Lord has. And Salokya is just living in the same planet where Lord Vishnu resides. Samipya is that you live very close to the Lord. And Sarupya means that you can have the same form as Lord Vishnu. So these are the muktis, but the devotee, a pure devotee who is engaged in the service of Krishna, he does not require, he does not wishes to have them. Diyamanam nagrinanti vina matsevanam jana, Krishna says that. Even though I offer these muktis to my devotees, he would not take. The devotees are not interested in any mukti. Vina matsevanam. Devotees only want the devotional service, simply to serve Krishna in loving devotional service. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila chapter 17, verse 166. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms. This is regarding cow. See, the cow is also presiding deity of this earth, Bhumandala. So whenever the Prithvi is overburdened with the demoniac power, she takes a form of cow and she goes to Brahma. So therefore cow is worshipable. Cow is mother, and in the body of cow there are all the gods and demigods are living. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, go ange yataloma tato sahasravatsara. Govadhi Raurava Madhye Pache Nirantar. So one who kills cow will suffer in Raurava as long, how long? As many hairs there are in the body of cow. That many thousand years he will constantly suffer in the hell. I've been suffering with a cold last a few days, short throat and a cold and runny nose. And all that. That may be some result of some sin. Time to time that comes. Of course, a sick person is, the sickness is said that it's a result of sin. All different kinds of sin that we have committed in the past life. That will come as a sickness. Sometimes we have stomach ache or headache or toothache, and cold and flu and all that, cancer, so many things. Hernia is very popular these days. Hernia is also one of the So, Havirdhanim Rishir Darpan Naran Hartum Asodaya, because the Kartavirya was very was popped up because of his strength. So he encouraged his people to take Havirdhani, this Kamathir. Okay, take this to my capital. So he said Darpa means false pride. Kunti Maharani has prayed to Lord Krishna that Janmaiswarya Sruta Srivhi Edhamana Madhapuman, one who is very much puffed up with these four things. One is Janma, one who has taken birth in a high aristocratic family. Aishwarya, one who is very much full of opulence, a lot of money. Sruta, one who is have big degrees, scholarship, and Sri, so one who is beautiful, handful feature. All these people are, for them it will be difficult. Naivarhatya vidhatam vai tvam akinchana gocharam. They cannot, they are not able to surrender to Krishna, because they have some very particular quality that gives them the pride, false pride, that false pride becomes the stumbling block to achieve Krishna. They cannot take Krishna consciousness. Even if they take, this will be temporary. Unless one takes the association of devotees, asanga shastrena dridhena chitva, asanga shastrena. Asanga means staying away from the materialistic association, and associating with devotees. And so with the weapon of asanga, detachment, one can cut all these anarthas. Anarthas means unwanted things. Tatah padam tad parimargitabhyam yasmin gatana nivartanti bhuya. Once who is free from those the anarthas, then one can search for the tad parimargitabhyam. We can search for the supreme destination, supreme Lord. The Vaikuntha planet, or Golok Vrindavan, yasmin gata anani vartanti. Once you go there, whoever goes there, never come back. Tameva chatyam purusham prapadye. I think I may not go too far today. I would like to stop here. And if there's any comment, Shesha Prabhu.
Shesha Prabhu, when you in the beginning of the class, you were mentioning three types of things that can fulfill all desires: desire tree, Parijat, Kamadhenu, and Chintamani stone. Do they fulfill just material desires, or do they fulfill all desires? Like we also pray that Vanchakalpa Turubhya Chakripa Sandhubhya Patita Nam Pavanabhya Vaishnavibhya Maha. Vaishnavas, they're also desire tree.
Yeah.
They fulfill all desires. But do they fulfill material desires also? Or?
It says Chintamani is Chintamani Lokasukham. Chintamani can fulfill the material desires and in this world. And Suradru Kalpavriksha Parijat is good to fulfill desires in on your heavenly planet. But if you have Vaishnava, if you take the dust of Vaishnavas, that can give you desired result. For the desired result for the devotees is going back to Godhead. So going back to Godhead, in other words, you can say, Vansa Kalpataru, that once you get the dust of the Vaishnavas, your anarthas are gone, and then you become fixed in devotional service. And then the result of going, devotional service is going back to Godhead. So, Kripashindubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo, the Vaishnavas can purify, it says in Bhagavatam, in the very first chapter, when you go to Ganges, Ganga, you have to take bath. You have to take bath to purify. Darsane pavitra koro ehi tumar gun. Vaishnava is so powerful. By seeing him, just having his sight, you become purified. Because the Vaishnava is carrying Lord Vishnu in his heart, Lord Krishna. Swantastena gadavrita. We all have Paramatma in our heart, right? But the Vaishnava, a devotee, is having Shamsundar, Radha Shamsundar, in their heart. So their form, the very form is very powerful to purify us. Because of having Krishna in his heart, he is so compassionate, so he becomes Kripa Sindhu, his ocean of mercy. His ocean of mercy, Vansakalpa, ocean of mercy, Paditanam Pavanebhyo, it's a purifier of the fallen souls. So all that qualities come because he is having the Lord himself in his heart.
Two questions. In the West, like especially in America here, no one performs, the regular karmis, they don't really perform jagas, but there's so much abundance in food and fruits and vegetables and grains and so on. But they don't really perform any kind of sacrifice. That's one. And the other one is, there's so many varieties of cows, big horn, buffalo and stuff. I mean, they're all within the same category. So those are the two.
Well, cows, and one Brajavasi was saying that the Brahmin cow, all the demigods living in the body of Brahmin cow, not on the other cows. But I'm not sure about this statement. Probably cow we can take all the cows, otherwise they'll be, we'll be giving concession of, to kill the cows. The cow means all the cows. Of course, there are different varieties of cows. But if we are taking milk from those cows, they are the mother. We must have regard to them. And what was the other one?
No jaga is performed, but there is so much profusion in fruits and vegetables that's and grains and everything.
That's because of their previous pious activity. Previous pious activity can provide, and as much as you have that piety, you can enjoy. And one day you will be, one day you will be without anything. Mataji, over there.
I was thinking of that verse on Kritayanjaito Vishnam Tritayanjatomugai Dwapare Parachayam Kalodad Hari Kirtanat. That sacrifice was through the age of the Treta Yuga, and that in this age the sacrifice is the Harinam Sankirtan movement. And from that comes everything. There was a time in the Gaudiya Math when there was an installation. There were so many different technical rituals being done, so many mantras being chanted. And Srila Prabhupada was actually sitting and chanting Hare Krishna, playing mridanga. And some of his godbrothers were upset, and they were telling him to be quiet. But Srila Prabhupada's godbrother, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, came over, and he was known for his being very jolly and laughing. So he was laughing with Srila Prabhupada, and they were actually laughing together. Srila Prabhupada continued the chanting with the mridanga. And he said to Srila Prabhupada that, he said, yes, you know, because ultimately all of these different mantras, even it's explained in this age that how many people can actually chant these different mantras involved in the yajna. We saw from the example of Vritrasura was created by dint of the fact that Twasta chanted a mantra, one of the accents, improperly. So a different result was there. So ultimately, Kalir Dasha Doshana He Rajanasi Heko Mahadana Kirtanaiva Krishna Siyamukta Sangha Varamajat. Everything is there in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Every single mantra is contained in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Yeah, and if you simply do the rituals, and ritual after ritual, that simply becomes karmakanda. So, and because our field is not karmakanda. So therefore, and we have also done the ritual, so, lots of rituals for Krishna Balaram installation. But we had, everybody was chanting Hare Krishna. So when Hare Krishna, the holy name is chanted, that becomes Kirtan Yajna. The rituals are just the way of doing. But if the kirtan is not done, then it simply remains karmakanda. And also without chanting the holy name, nothing, no ritual is complete. So kirtan is essential. So Sankirtan, therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the Sankirtan Yajna. So Sankirtan Yajna is Sankirtan Yajna is the essential in this age of Kali for the spiritual benefit. Thank you. Anything else?
Prabhu, in Kali Yuga, you were talking about the reactions if we kill animals or cows or anything like that. But in Kali Yuga, these products are, pretty much everywhere, even in the soap, and that we use to, clean the kitchen and clean the dishes and even the shaving cream and all that. Do we get reactions for all these things using the same stuff?
We get reactions, and therefore we have to see before you buy if that is usable for us. We don't want to take part in any of those karmic sacrifice. So before you buy even the food, many times we may simply buy and because I like this, I like that, but before you buy you have to see, if there's anything that is we don't use, anything that is not good for us. We have to always see. Otherwise, knowingly or unknowingly, we'll have to When sin is done unknowingly, as long as you didn't know, you didn't know but you have committed sin, then that sin is eradicated when you are in knowledge. And when you know, then you lament. I have been doing this but I didn't know. But when you come knowledge, that is forgiven. But by after having knowledge that I am not supposed to do, but still you are continuing, then that becomes that sticks with you with a glue, like a glue, super glue. So it's never gone. We have to suffer for that. So you know, before you use anything, we have to be careful if that can be used. You know, if that is good for us or not. But something is not possible to avoid. Yeah, therefore we. Well, and the vegetables also, they are, you know, we cook and eat vegetables, they are also living entities. But because Krishna says that is necessary to do, and that is allowed, patram pushpam palam toyam. And, you know, and because we are walking on the road, or we are driving cars, and we, you know, accidentally, we kill lots of living entities. So therefore, our life has to be full of yajna. If we perform yajna, yajnarthat karmano netra lokoyam karma bandhanaha. If we are engaged in yajna, as a sankirtan yajna, then those karmas are eliminated. Is that good enough? So therefore, in the Vedic system, there used to be five yajnas they used to perform, you know, to get rid of everyday sin. So that is not possible in the Kali Yuga. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya has started Sankirtan Yajna. So you know, if we chant the amount of Hare Krishna mantra, then other things are forgiven. Is that good? Hare Krishna, Kesha Guru.
Isn't there that verse that says, by one proper chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, sarva papa vinashanam, all the sins that you commit are completely destroyed. So the idea is to perform that jagya of sankirtan and do the best you can in the material world. There's nothing that is going to be perfect. But like you said, if we engage everything in Krishna's service, the devotional service by itself will put everything right.
Yeah. Shukracharya also says that any loopholes they are in the process of our service, that will all be completed by chanting the holy name. Mantratas tantratas chidram. Sarvam karoti nischidram nama sankirtanam tava, anusankirtanam tava. So, constantly chanting of the holy name will fulfill any holes, you know, there. Fill up the holes, and so there is smooth way to go. Okay. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.